Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country, mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel. Your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Awesome. I love it. I love it when we turn these Hy-Vees into GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, because that's what it feels like tonight. This just in, your Chiefs are 8-0. Breaking news, final score, Chiefs 30, Buccaneers 24 in overtime. And thank you, DeAndre Hopkins, for coming to the Chiefs Kingdom. D-Hop, that catch he made for 35 yards was huge. And when you get Travis Kelce, who set an all-time career high in a Pro Football Hall of Fame career, to get your career high, that is huge. 14 catches. And is any coincidence that since D-Hop has been on the field in 2 weeks, that Travis Kelce has had 28 targets and 24 catches and almost 200 yards? Don't think so. I think those two might be directly related. Just me, maybe. I don't know. But the Kansas City Chiefs now have won 14 consecutive games, the most in franchise history. That is huge. And when you get a defense, I mean, Baker Mayfield was on his game, but the Chiefs defense, again, coming to play, it is the 29th consecutive game where they have held an opponent under 28 points. That has not happened since the 05 to 07 Baltimore Ravens. 29 straight games. Moreover, it is now 17 straight games they've held an opponent under 25 points. And the Bucs had come into the game last night, 6 of 8 games of 25 points or more. So when you do that as a defense, and again, one of the top defenses in the NFL in almost every statistical category coming into this week, you're able to put the hammer down. Baby, what a group we have tonight with a sellout crowd. The Redcoaters are here with their hammers. The Geeks are here. My brother Lyle's here, right? Fat Brain Toys guy with a Mark Bo Richter jersey. And we've got so many. That's it. Legend of Bo Richter still lives, coming all the way from Stafford, Kansas. It's Mary, all right? Coming all the way. That's like 4 hours. But tonight, we have ein, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht. We have 8 German fans here tonight from the Deutschland. Yeah. Guten Nacht. Guten Nacht. Awesome. Das Spiel was wunderschön. I don't know. Close. But we have 8 fans here tonight from Deutschland. And we are fast growing to be the most popular team in the NFL in Deutschland. Of course, playing last year in Frankfurt. But we have, I'm not going to get these names right, but I'm going to try. And then we'll mention him with on next week's edition of Defending the Kingdom with Matt McMullen. But Andy... from Menden, Janine Piene from Frankfurt, Robert FUCHS from Frankfurt. I do not want an FCC violation. Magdalena Soren from Cologne, Johan Soren from Cologne, Lars Peter, that sounds Swedish, but from Kassel. Patrick Fust from Dusseldorf, Susie Liebricht from Urstunalunana, and Casey Alice from Cologne. But I've been presented this T-shirt from the crew, one of the Stuttgart Surge, a Stuttgart Surge T-shirt. And I have to tell you, I also have a Wrocław Panther hoodie. So for the Polish team that is in the European League of American Football, which is Matt and I talk about a lot, it's pretty awesome. So for you fans of the Surge, and some of you maybe are from the Wrocław Panthers, I don't think we have anybody here from Poland, but anyway, it's going to be a fun night tonight. Because it's not just any week, it's Bronco Week. That's right, Broncos/Donkeys, however you want to go with it. Short week. Broncos are coming in here. They won 5 of the last 7 games. We got to get healthy and get rejuvenated and get recovered for a game that will be at noon. What? We're playing at noon on a Sunday? What? I don't even know what that is. So, anyway, that's going to be pretty crazy. But it's awesome to be here tonight celebrating an 8-0 start by the Kansas City Chiefs, the 22nd team in the last 35 years to start 8-0. All 22 of those teams made the playoffs. 21 of the 22 won their division. And 5 of the 22 won the Super Bowl in that 35-year span of teams that started 8-0. So we're going to try to set or tie a team record of trying to go 9-0 this week against the Broncos. A reminder, and this carries over to our friends from Deutschland. Prost. Score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. Big points mean even bigger savings. Just shop Hy-Vee the day after a game and earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs' score and based on the amount you spend. The Chiefs scored 30 points. First time we've scored 30 points since week 12 of last year against the Raiders. So it's been a bit. But we got 30 points. I had to go to overtime to do it. By the way, when you get Kareem Hunt running like a beast, oh, my gosh. We asked Trey Smith last night on our Chiefs Rewind show. I said, what did you think when you hear the play call? Because you guys have heard the play-by-play call, but in the huddle call, Trey goes, it's over. It's over. I asked Kareem Hunt right after that, separate interview. He goes, it's over. Might as well start celebrating. When you do that, that offensive line of Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey and Joe Tooney are blowing people up. And here comes Kareem Hunt looking like, I don't know, Christian Okoye. You're able to put the hammer down. Baby, you have got it. Speaking of hammer, Neil Smith is going to be here later in the show. And you get a chance to get your picture taken, for those of here in the live audience, with a Chiefs icon who kind of went to the dark side for just a second. But he's back with us now, so he's all good. Anyway, it's awesome to see you all here tonight. We're going to hear from head coach Andy Reid in just a few minutes after this break. This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Mahomes in a shotgun. Kareem Hunt, the running back, goes in motion to set up a strong side. And now Mahomes looking right.
Now the back of the end zone caught. DeAndre Hopkins, welcome to the Chiefs Kingdom. Your first Kingdom touchdown. Kansas City set up with an incredible 35-yard catch in the middle of a circus. And he catches 8 yards deep in the end zone. And the Chiefs take a 9-7 lead.
Welcome back tonight on our Chiefs Kingdom show. Again, we are at the Hy-Vee on 135th Street in Overland Park, and we have got a robust red and rowdy crowd. It's not just any week, it's Bronc Donkey Bronco Week. You got it. All right. Good to see Kent the Cake Packer here tonight. Okay, we got also Susie Bling Bling bringing the cookies. Weird Wolf, it's rutting season. Autograph Geek here and the best tailgate. Also here is Caveman Bob, who has brought me this cool hammer. So we've got another hammer. So I guess it's time to put the hammer down with the Caveman Bob hanger. So we have learned tonight we have eight folks here from Germany. And so Mary told me there were folks from France, German for France. I'm working on Duolingo, believe me. Französisch, something like that. They were here. So, but our Germans tonight have told me that, so huge in German for is großartig, right? Großartig. So all of us in here, großartig. Get this? Großartig. On three. One, two, three. Großartig. All right. Sprechen Sie Deutsch. Love it. All right. And by the way, on site, our producer's great because the one and only Shotgun Jackson is our producer. For our visitors from Deutschland, Shotgun's a very, it's like Johann, John, you know, it's very typical first name, Shotgun. And so, anyway, he's trying to deal with that. That tells you all about him. Steve Sanders is here tonight, by the way, too, our official photographer. A.K.A. the Sandman. How good is Andy Reid? And 12 consecutive. We win this week. We'll have 12 consecutive winning seasons. The longest active streak in the National Football League. The next closest, Buffalo, with 5. So, does that even count? Anyway, a chance to track down Dan Israel on these short days, I mean short weeks, because today was a Monday and a Tuesday all together and kind of a Wednesday. They're tense for our coaches and our players, even the broadcaster, trying to get everything condensed into a short week. But our executive producer, some of the I know he's a favorite for some of you out here who like him. Of course, he's a cancer survivor. He's battling with it again. Same thing with Susie Bling Bling and others who are battling it. But Dan had a chance to chase down today head coach Andy Reid to get his comments.
Thank you, Mitch. Coach, good evening. Well, we say every week you guys are getting the opponent's best effort. No different last night when you punched back and forth into the fifth round. Your thoughts on last night's overtime victory?
Yeah, listen, Todd's a heck of a football coach, and he's got a good football team. He's been banged up a little bit. I guess we both have. But, I mean, it's still it was two good teams playing each other and battling. And they battled right to the end, and we're able to come up on the winning side. But what an effort they gave.
After a warm-up first quarter, Mahomes decides to cap an 11-play 70-yard drive with one of his newest teammates.
Mahomes in a shotgun. Kareem Hunt, the running back, goes in motion to set up a strong side. And now Mahomes looking right. Now the back of the end zone caught. DeAndre Hopkins, welcome to the Chiefs Kingdom. Your first Kingdom touchdown. Kansas City set up with an incredible 35-yard catch in the middle of a circus. And he catches 8 yards deep in the end zone, and the Chiefs take a 9-7 lead.
Patton, I was just out there making a play. He worked with me, scrambling.
Yeah, I mean, he's so good at winning one-on-one. And so to be able to have him down in the red zone, third down situations, he does a good job of filling out and finding those windows. He's kind of like Travis does. I think as he figures out the whole entire offense, he'll get even better because there's sometimes he's going places. I'm like, man, there's a time and a place for that. But that's what makes him great. And then you give him a chance down the field and he makes a play. It goes from a play where it might have been a bad decision to a big time catch.
As Mitch said, offensively, the third quarter seemed to be all pewter, but you strung together a couple of really good fourth quarter drives. The first, a 12-play, 70-yard drive capped by Samaje Perine.
Chiefs are 7 of 10 on third down. This is a gigantic one. Hopkins goes in motion, left to right. Tight wing right side. Mahomes on third down and goal to go. Now we'll scramble to the right side. Now he'll flip it late, and it's caught! Touchdown!
Then this 15-play, 78-yard drive for an encore performance by D-Hop.
17-17 tie. 4:24 to go in the game. Mahomes calls an audible and backs up behind Creed Humphrey. Here comes a blitz. Quick pass is caught! Near side! Touchdown! Kansas City! DeAndre Hopkins on the quick left side slant! The second time D-Hop has tasted the sweet nectar of the Chiefs' kingdom end zone, and the Chiefs lead 23-17.
What was the fourth quarter adjustment?
Well, we ran the ball more. I just banked on the big O line, and they just bared down. Coach Heck does a great job with those guys, and Nags and Andy had some great runs in there, so we tried to use them the best we could.
Hopkins, 8 of 9 for 86 yards and 2 TDs. Welcome to Kansas City, Mr. Hopkins. Your thoughts on his performance?
Tremendous. He could add more. I mean, I've got to dial him up a little bit more in the second half. And he's just getting used to kind of how we do things. Pat gave him kind of the little sting look there, you know, and he wasn't on the same page there, but he'll get all that. And then he's a heck of a football player, and he's into it. I mean, he wants to play and he wants to do well. And that's what's made him so great for 12 years.
You mentioned the adjustment to a more ground game. Kareem Hunt, 27 carries for 106 yards. Fitting that you called number 29 to win it in overtime.
Mike Caliendo comes in as an extra blocker. This is third down and one at the 2-yard line. A touchdown, walks it off, handoff Kareem Hunt. Right side, powering, give it time, touchdown! Kansas City, it's a walk-off touchdown by Kareem Hunt, and the Kansas City Chiefs stay undefeated at 8-0, the only unbeaten team in the National Football League. 14 straight wins for the Chiefs Kingdom. That's an all-time Kansas City record and 7th in National Football League history.
How about Kareem Hunt under the lights?
Yeah, he did a great job. He's a tough dog, but I'll tell you, he battles like crazy and wants to be in there and just competes. And he went over 100 yards. You know, it was great for him.
O-line was outstanding yesterday as well. Patrick Mahomes, Mecole Hardman both had to battle through some pain to return to the field. Hardman with his shoulder, Mahomes his ankle. Mahomes had to see this about tweaking his ankle.
Yeah, I know in a sense it hurts you. I mean, obviously it hurts your ankle injury, but sometimes it almost settles me down, especially in the pocket, where I can't use my mobility. So I feel like early in the game I was running into sacks because they were doing good in their pass rush lanes, and it kind of settled me in the pocket. And then when our offensive line is blocking like that, I can sit in the pocket, go through my reads, and get to the right guy. And I mean, what gets lost in the way we've played throughout this entire beginning of this season is how good that offensive line's playing, running the football and pass protecting, and that's what's going to carry us into this run that we want to go on.
Gritty toughness, Coach, on both these guys.
Oh, no, the toughness, and it's a physical game. No matter how you cut it, it's a physical game, and for those guys to get out there, I'm proud of Mecole for getting back on, and then Pat, you know, he's got the loosest ankles in the world, I think, but for him to bounce back and get it going. That by the way, that was a heck of a play, too.
Yeah, big play. And signature Mahomes. Fun to watch. I'm sure Samaje enjoyed a taste of the end zone as well. Let's turn to your defense. They were forced to defend the short field 3 times, 45 yards, 49, and just a 41 yards, but defend they did.
Second down 9 for the Buccaneers at their own 31. Chiefs leading 24-17, crowd in a frenzy. Mayfield being blitzed. Mayfield being sacked. Surrounded by the entire defensive front of Kansas City. Down goes Mayfield at the 24 for a loss of 8. The linebackers, Nick Bolton and Drew Tranquil, team up to get the sack.
Yeah, tremendous. That's a good offense, top 5 offense. Mm-hmm. And so, and in some cases, they're number 1. You know, their quarterback's playing out of his mind, and they got those 2 runners, and they got a real good offensive line. So, and those receivers, You know, they're a little bit smaller than the other guys, but they're fast. And so, and that tight end's playing well. But for our defense to do what they did, I mean, I was very impressed.
I know you practice it, but the inclement weather didn't seem to affect you at all.
Well, we go back to St. Joe when it rains, if there's no lightning, we're going out. And just for that reason, just so you're not psyched out by it. And they weren't, and we weren't. And all in all, it was a good football game.
Let's turn now to next week's opponent. Short week with an AFC West matchup on the books as we host the Denver Broncos next Sunday. They're a better team than their record might suggest.
Yeah, Denver is well coached, and they've got a young quarterback that really is playing out of his mind. He does some great things. So we'll have to be on our A game there. It's just a good offense. And then their defense on top of that is something. And so, I would tell you, they're all well coached and they play hard.
Sean Payton believes in their young quarterback, Bo Nix, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. And he's doing some great things with him. That kid's going to be a heck of a player.
Coach, always appreciate you taking time with us, especially on a short week. We'll let you get back to it. Let's go get them.
How are those redheads out there?
You know they're here. Head coach Andy Reid, Mitch, none better in my mind.
None better in our mind either, is there? Andy Reid, none better. And he says hi to the redheads, but he is the ultimate redhead. And again, incredible. Fourth in NFL history in total wins. Continues to move up the charts. And he is really putting his place to be on the Mount Rushmore of NFL coaches, right there with the great ones. Shula, Halas, Belichick are the only three ahead of him in wins. And he's our head coach. And if we win this week against the Broncos, that ensures 12 consecutive winning seasons. Again, a huge shout-out to our folks here from Deutschland tonight, Andy, Janine, Robert, Magdalena, Johan, Lars, Patrick, Susie, and then Casey Alice, from Cologne. And let me get this right. Das Spiel war toll wirklich großartig, right? Yeah. Das Spiel war toll wirklich großartig, which means the game was really, really great, all right, or really, really awesome. So we know now it's großartig for huge, right? So here we go again on three. One, two, three. Großartig. You got it. A reminder, we all want to go to the big game again. We've won it the last 2 years. When you think about it, pinch yourself, what we've been able to do to win 14 consecutive games, going all the way back to Christmas Day a year ago. But when you swipe your Hy-Vee Perks card, you're automatically entered to win great perks. From now through January 5th, you'll be entered to win a trip for two to the big game in February. Might be in New Orleans, if I'm not mistaken. 5 days, 4 nights experience, hotel accommodation, sounds great for Caveman Bob, and tickets included courtesy of Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. So shop Hy-Vee, save big, and earn great perks. How about the overtime drive? Anybody see the video of Baker Mayfield on the coin toss? Okay, should the Bucks have gone for two or not? I don't know. Hey, I mean, that's being cussed and discussed, mostly cussed. But they don't. They're going to play for the overtime. Then the coin flip, and Baker Mayfield looked like he just lost his puppy dog. Like, oh, what's going to happen? Mahomes gets the ball in overtime. We may never see it back. And they didn't see it back. Baker didn't even get back on the field. But what a drive. So Kareem Hunt, not only powering for 27 carries in that game, the fact that he had a huge, huge catch, grossartig catch, for 11 yards. To me, that was just lit the fuse for the whole thing. When he made that catch, it was on. Then he runs for five. Kelce with a catch for seven, first down. Hunt runs for four. Big deal because it's second and six. How many second and six? Second and fives, third and twos do we have? Because Kareem Hunt ain't losing yards. He's moving forward. And then Hopkins, 15 yards up the boundary. Then Mahomes, two-yard run. We tried to trick him. They weren't fooled. Okay. Anybody else hold their breath when Mahomes went down? Exhale. Everybody exhale. It's all good. Kelce, catch for 15 yards. Then Kareem, run for five. Kelce, a reception for four. And then the rushing touchdown that we've heard a couple times. You heard a lot today on a lot of different places for the walk-off touchdown in overtime. So an incredible victory by the Chiefs, 30-24 in overtime to win that game. Also, a reminder this week, this week's game is the Salute to Service game. For those of you who are here tonight at the Hy-Vee in Overland Park on 135th Street, you can come join us. We'll wedge you in here. We're not far from Blue Valley Northwest High School or Blue Valley District Stadium. We are scheduled to have Big Neil Smith in here. Hopefully he'll be here. If not, it's just us, and we'll break out in a card game. But it's awesome. And we don't always get a German guy that looks like Alice Cooper to come to every show. I'm just telling you, it's pretty awesome that we have that. But it's the Salute to Service game. And one thing I'm incredibly proud of with our franchise is the fact that we really took the lead among all NFL teams a good while back on making the initiative to honor those who have served us in the past, those who serve us currently, both men and women, and then to encourage those to serve in the future. And it's awesome to have our German friends here tonight because we, for example, in St. Joseph, if you go to training camp, right? Susie's there every day. You go to training camp in St. Joseph, they train there to fly the 135s at Rosecrans Air Base. And Germans are there every year. Our German allies that we work with hand in hand, heart to heart, are there every year that are training there, part of the German Air Force. So, fantastic to have that experience, but I'll get into it after the break as we're waiting for Neil. Hopefully he shows up. If not, we're just going to cook it here. But the point is, some of the most significant military bases in the world are within 200 kilometers of where we stand here. All right, that's how they say it in Germany, pretty close, kilometers. This week means a lot to the Chiefs Kingdom. I'm wearing the gear this year, which is pretty cool. Sometimes they're like, who thought of that? But this one's pretty cool. It basically is kind of the 10th Mountain Division, if you look at what they wear many times. And incredible history with the 10th Mountain Division. And thank you to all of you. I say it humbly, but to be nominated by the Kansas City Chiefs to be... Chuck Castellano was the one who told me, and I got emotional tears in my eyes, but I can get into, after the break, of some of the things that we have done as a team and individually with some of our outstanding military installations within the Chiefs Kingdom, very close to the Chiefs Kingdom. But this is the game, this Sunday game, noon game against Denver will be our Salute to Service game, and in as many ways, my favorite regular season game of the year because of that. When we come back, we'll talk about that and have more. Again, come join us. We're at the 135th Street location of Hy-Vee in Overland Park. We'll be back following this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Chiefs are 7 of 10 on third down. This is a gigantic one. Hopkins goes in motion, left to right. Tight wing right side. Mahomes on third down and goal to go. Now we'll scramble to the right side. There, a flip it lane, and it's caught, touchdown! Kansas City, and Mahomes is down. Mahomes is down on all fours as he flipped the ball forward to Samaje Perine for a touchdown. Kansas City, but at what price? Mahomes is injured.
Welcome back to our Chiefs Kingdom show tonight on the largest network in the National Football League. The price was right because the price wasn't that much. We got Pat right back on the field, didn't miss a snap, and that is one tough dude. If you see the close-up of his face when he scrambled on Super Bowl 58 against the Eagles, you will see an excruciating pain in his face as his foot was about ready to fall off. And he was able to scramble for just enough to get the game-winning field goal. There's so many things underrated about Patrick Mahomes. His heart, a week ago we had his 15 in Mahomes Foundation Gala. It's amazing what he and Brittany do that people don't even know about, most people don't know about. But his toughness is way underrated. That is one tough cat, man, from White House High School in the East Texas area. Again, tonight... a reminder that Sunday's game at noon will be against the Denver Broncos. It's our Salute to Service game. And I got emotional when Chuck told me that the team had nominated me, as all 32 teams nominate, for the Salute to Service Award winner. But let me just give you a couple stories of what the Chiefs have done and I've been able to be involved with. One is working with the 5th Engineer Battalion and headquartered at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. In the Chiefs Kingdom, we know, maybe you don't know about Whiteman Air Force Base, home of the B-2 bomber, right? It is so vital to the free world, including our allies that are represented here from Germany, from Deutschland. Fort Riley, the 1st Infantry Division, one of the most famous military units in all of history, not just in the States. Mentioned Fort Leonard Wood, chemical warfare, military police, engineering. Fort Leonard Wood, such an amazing place. When you look at Offutt Air Force Base in Omaha, its history with the Strategic Air Command. Same thing with McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita. I'm going to leave somebody out here. I don't want to leave anybody out. Even the Coast Guard is represented in the Chiefs Kingdom. The Coast Guard Pay Center is in Topeka, Kansas. All right? So that's a long way from oceans and coasts, but you know what? The Coast Guard comes every year to training camp. It's so awesome to see them, including Marines. We have so many Marines in this area, both active duty or reserve or veterans. And the same with the Navy. They are represented too. And when we have our military day at training camp, it's so cool. But to go to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, on a night that the 5th Engineer Battalion was going to be deployed, I believe for their third deployment, on the very next day. And they have a ceremony where they have, you, those in the military know this, it's this grog that they make. But I saw them look at their significant others, because the next morning they were going to kiss them goodbye. And it was one night that they were together. Once again, it gives me chills to talk about it. But they left the next morning on the deployment. A really good friend of mine, some of you have met him. He has come to the show many, many times. We call him he's the brigade commander of the Irish Brigade. But we were with him in his lawn the night he was going to be deployed, I believe for the fourth time, but he was going to miss his daughter's entire senior year. And we prayed that night on his lawn. We prayed Psalm 91, which is the soldier's psalm, if you study it. And look at it. Those who dwell in the shelter of the Almighty, and he will cover thee with his pinions. Under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a bulwark. Just look at that. And that's something that Chris has claimed every day, really, since that night. But he was going to miss his senior year of his daughter. Proms, games, dances, plays. And it's just the sacrifices that our women and men make to serve our country makes it worth our while to give them all of our attention and support, including this Sunday in this game at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. We did something, and it was in the 2018 season too, that became very meaningful. And I saw that we were going to play the Arizona Cardinals on November the 11th, 2018. It was to be the 100th anniversary to the moment of the end of World War I. We have the National World War I Museum here in Kansas City. It's spectacular if you have not visited it. If you have folks from out of town, to come visit it as well. But to play a home game on the 100th anniversary of that exact day, we worked together as a team and put together a ceremony, because the reason we have Veterans Day is World War I ended in the 11th month, the 11th day at the 11th hour. All across Europe on that day, 21 bells rang to signify the end of that war. The day the Arizona Cardinals were warming up, so were the Chiefs. And 11 o'clock, we stated what that moment meant. And we started to ring 21 bells at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Chris Conley is now with the 49ers. He was with us then. He recognized the moment. He was warming up. He just stopped. And one by one, these players stopped. And for 90 seconds, everything stopped. And it made me proud of what we do as a team to recognize those moments, to recognize our allies, that we do to work to protect the freedoms that we enjoy, whether it's in the States or whether it's in Germany, which is my brother and I are here, and from the Northland, Hanover, Hamburg area, that is our native land. That is where our ancestry is from. So we're very proud of it. But this team, this franchise, is incredible in the way that they respect our military. I also work with a group called the Battle Within, and they deal with some of the most extreme situations, very intensive intervention for those who face, because of their sacrifice and what they've had to encounter, deal with all kinds of issues. I went back to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri after that deployment. That the 5th Engineer Battalion had struggled with battalion suicides. And we spent time there working to build up the esprit de corps of the Fighting 5th. And other instances, to be on base at Fort Riley or Whiteman, to be at Command General Staff College in Fort Leavenworth, which is the West Point of West Point. If you're going to be a general, you're going to go to the Command General Staff College. It's right in our backyard. It's phenomenal. And German officers are there every day. Every day. 45 minutes from here. So this week has a special meaning. If you're a red-blooded, card-carrying member of the Chiefs Kingdom from Deutschland or from the States. And we will approach this weekend with the right fervor to beat the Broncos, but with the right mindset, if you will, to realize the salute to service game is way more than just a spiel. It's a big deal for a lot of reasons. So when we come back, we're going to try to connect with Neil Smith via phone. Big Neil must have lost it on his calendar, but anyway, if nothing else, when you leave here tonight, those of you listening, just know what this week is all about when we play the Broncos on Sunday at noon. We'll be back with more from here at the Hy-Vee in Overland Park, 135th Street, after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
17-17 tie, 4:24 to go in the game. Mahomes calls an audible and backs up behind Creed Humphrey. Here comes a blitz, quick pass is cut, near side, touchdown! Kansas City, DeAndre Hopkins on the quick left side slant, the second time, D-Hop has tasted the sweet nectar of the Chiefs Kingdom end zone. And the Chiefs lead 23-17.
DeAndre Hopkins, goodness. What an impact he has had. Just in the last couple of weeks, in the last 3 weeks, the Chiefs have vaulted to be number one in the NFL in third down conversions on offense. The other thing that has been dramatic, and this is some part of the Kareem Hunt story, and also the three interior offensive linemen of the Chiefs. How good has Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey, and Joe Tooney been? In many ways, they have been the top-rated offensive interior linemen in the National Football League. But we were, 3 weeks ago, we talked about red zone touchdown efficiency. We were, let's see, tied for 28th. That only meant 32, 31, 30 were behind us. We were only four teams were worse than us in red zone touchdown efficiency, yet we remained undefeated. We have vaulted to 12th in 3 weeks. We are 11 out of 13 in the red zone on touchdown efficiency. A lot of that, those offensive linemen. And, of course, Kareem Hunt ain't losing no yards, all right? He may get two or three or four, but it is no fun tackling that guy. He's the big eighth-grade kid you tried to tackle in seventh grade that had zits and nose hair and all that stuff. Like, Kareem Hunt is a beast. He's also maybe the happiest guy in the world, along with DeAndre Hopkins. Those two guys are so happy to be in the Chiefs' kingdom, and also our culture has been so good. Josh Uche joined us. He got on the field last night. We picked him up in the sixth round from the New England Patriots. And it's just amazing what Brett Veach has done. In fact, Matt McMullen and I, we're going to post it very soon. If not, it might be up as soon as tonight. We did a new Defending the Kingdom on Veach Never Sleeps 2.0 because Veach does not sleep. If Andy Reid doesn't sleep, nor does Veach. Or they take turns sleeping. I don't know. An hour at a time. But Veach has done such an excellent job of not only adding to our team, these guys enhance our culture. And by the way, the Armenians are here tonight. I should have mentioned them. They're in the back row. Yes, our German friends, we have Armenians that come here. So I'm telling you, this is a worldwide show. I just want to tell you. And Alice Cooper shows up. It's cool. But the fact that we have added folks... And Justin Reed was here last week. A lot of you were here. How incredible is that guy? Right. So we added him. He's had 200-plus tackles since he's been here. He's won two Super Bowl rings. But he has actually added to our culture. That's a credit to Brett Veach. We go get Drew Tranquil, 4 years with the Chargers, right? He's on my boards. I'm looking at – I go, we got Drew Tranquil? Okay. Well, Drew Tranquil is such an awesome dude, not just as a football player, but as a person. If you've been around him for 10 minutes or more, around him and his amazing wife and family, Brett Veach not only brought him into our culture, he enhanced our culture. He made a great culture even better. And look what has been done here just recently. August the 30th. At the kickoff luncheon, I know that Brett Veach is working on stuff. I get pinged that we signed Samaje Perine. Samaje Perine, the Chiefs killer, as the Broncos called him last year, and they put up the video of his 41-yard screen pass against us in the AFC Championship game when he was a Cincinnati Bengal. What? He's with us now? Yeah, he's a Chief. Okay, look, it is no coincidence that our first down numbers and our third down conversions have gone way up, with Samaje Perine being a third down back, 22-yard against San Francisco. That play last night that we've heard over and over when Pat got hurt, Perine finds the right spot and gets the touchdown reception for the end zone. Samaje Perine not only entered our culture, he's enhanced it. And then you look at what Kareem Hunt has done. Who thought when Kareem Hunt was released from our team in 2018 that he would be back carrying the ball, averaging 25 carries a game, going all Okoye LJ on us. Because rarely in the National Football League do you get a second chance. You rarely get that chance. Kareem Hunt has that chance, and he knows it. You see it in his eyes. And he drives into work every day realizing he's got another shot to do it and to make history with a lot of his old teammates in a franchise that he loves. So Kareem Hunt, we know when he's toting the mail, it's time to put the hammer down. Schlag the hammer nieder. And then you get DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins has played in the league every year since 2013. What was cool, and I think I mentioned last week's show, going into yesterday's game, DeAndre Hopkins was number one among active leaders in the receivers of active players in the National Football League with 945 catches. Tied with Travis Kelce for exactly 945 catches. They had the same going into that game at 945 catches, and they were on our team. But Kelce's got Super Bowl rings. DeAndre Hopkins has only two playoff wins. He's only played in six. And being in this league since 2013, his two wins were wild card wins. He's never played in a conference championship game. If you want to know somebody who's really happy about being involved in the Chiefs Kingdom, getting this chance, it is DeAndre Hopkins.
Get him a ring!
Let's get him a ring. Get D-Hop a ring. So, yeah, and it's not just any week, it's Bronky Week. We'll be back to close things out and give you a big announcement about next week's show. We'll do all that when we come back. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Mike Caliendo comes in as an extra blocker. This is third down and one. At the 2 yard line, a touchdown, walks it off, handoff, Kareem Hunt, right side, powering, he is, give it to him, touchdown, Kansas City, it's a walk-off touchdown by Kareem Hunt, and the Kansas City Chiefs stay undefeated at 8-0, the only unbeaten team in the National Football League, 14 straight wins for the Chiefs Kingdom. That's an all-time Kansas City record and seventh in National Football League history.
Yeah, heck yeah. Das Spiel war toll, wirklich großartig, right? That was großartig, huge. Thanks for our eight folks here tonight from Deutschland. And I cannot wait to go back when we can spend more time. I can't believe you guys didn't bring schnitzel with you, though. Love schnitzel. the German Arrowheads. Yes, the fan across the ocean. So awesome to have our 8 fans here tonight that came in for the game last night and stayed around for the Kingdom Show. And we will be back to that incredible country. Love that country and love all the fans that we have here. I always say, look at the flag. What are the colors of the flag? All right, Chiefs colors for the folks, the German flag. And one of the coolest things I've got, we've got it. At our house, we fly it a lot, is the German flag with the arrowhead right in the middle of it. It's pretty cool. So, again, this week we play the Denver Broncos. It's a noon game. By the way, I got to remind everybody, too, this have you guys had this the sandwich we talked about? Remember last week we talked about it with Jay Reed, is this KC takeaway sandwich. If you want to, like, I mean, Justin Reed's working with on this deal, and he read the ad last week better than I would read it. I'm butchering it right now. But thin sliced ham, fresh pulled pork, tender burnt ends, and a pepper jack cheese and Creole seasoning in one sandwich. All right? It's awesome. And a portion of the proceeds from every sandwich sold will benefit Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Kansas City. So all season long, cheer on the Chiefs. Get a little kick with this one because you'll feel a little bit of the Louisiana in it. All right? So a little bit of an Armenian sauce in there as well. Right? So anyway, thanks for coming out tonight. Next week, we've got a change in the schedule. Because it's going to be a show much like we had with Mahomes, because Travis Kelce is going to have a show at the Hall of Honor with invited guests, so we won't have a public show. And then stay tuned of what we're going to do in 2 weeks as far as if we're going to stay on the schedule that you have originally. Probably will, and we'll alter where the next week's show is going to be. But next week we will be in the Hall of Honor with Travis Kelce. So lifting Kelce up a little bit in that show. But again, we appreciate you all coming out tonight. Again, this week, here come the Denver Broncos. They won. They got beat 41-10 on Sunday. Don't be tricked by that score, because that game could have been way different. They went for it 5 times on fourth down. What? 3 of them you're like, what? And then didn't make it. They only made 1 of 5. And that gave, Lamar Jackson the ball in really good field position, and he was dealing and wheeling, and that game got away from the Broncos. But the Donks would like nothing better than to come in here facing us after we've had a tough overtime game in a short week and stop our undefeated season. So we got to restore and get ready and rejuvenate and reboot and get red and real and rowdy and beat the Broncos on our salute to service game. So, a reminder, it's not just any week, it's Bronco Week, or Donkey Week, as you were. Thank you again to our incredible fans from Germany. Thanks for being here tonight, from our Armenian friends. Yep, here come the Broncos. It's time to put the hammer down, baby. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you in 2 weeks at a Hy-Vee. Thanks for joining us tonight on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.